like, what do you have from your season to this point that you may look to or use to get into tomorrow like you want to?
It's one game, you know. You look at the big picture, and it might seem overwhelming, but that's one thing about our team is that, you know, we've been able to focus on one game all year and pour everything we have into it. So that's the one thing that brings me confidence and excitement about the game tomorrow is it is just one game. And, you know, all the repercussions of winning, losing, all that, I think at this point we're able to throw that out the door and just pour everything we have into tomorrow night.
Andrew talked about learning from each game and you know, having some players that are inexperienced, taking what you can from every experience. Is this playoff experience as a whole maybe just an introduction to another level for this organization?
Well, certainly, you know, I think we have some, you know, some learning to do. You know, each game, I think we've progressed a little bit in what we're trying to do. You know, the excitement of being involved in the playoffs. I think, you know, going into game one, you know, I think we got better in some areas in game two. We got better in some areas last night. And now it's just about, you know, finding a way to push that over the edge. So I think there's certainly some more learning to be done to get to where we ultimately wanted to go. But, you know, we're taking the steps necessary to hopefully get to that level.
On that learning curve, Blake, when you have come across a team that has, you know, had your number, so to speak, six games in a row, it's easy to hate them, but is it more productive maybe to take a look at what they're doing and try to steal a page from that to stay alive?
So get behind and try to come back with a couple minutes left?
You know, finding that result to make the big play when it matters most or whatever they have done to beat you six times in a row.
I don't think we want to take a page out of their book. I think the result, yeah, you know, we want that result. There's no question. But I think we go about it a little bit differently than they do. You know, they've certainly stayed patient, and they have a confidence because they've done it before. You know, they've done it before, and they've done it to us. So I think, you know, you could see last night that, you know, if the clock ran out on them, that was the way it was going to be. They didn't seem too concerned with the score, and you know, you got to tip your cap to a team that has confidence in themselves. But you know, that's not what we do. You know, especially in our building, the way our fans came out last night. You know, we can try to get up on them, and it's really about trying to get that next goal. You know, we get up two goals on them, it might be the end there. So I think that's more the focus than trying to take a page out of their book.
Can you expand on that? And putting a player skates, like a lot of us would be like, well, that's kind of fluky to come back, you know, three games in a row like that. But can you tell when a team is confident? How does that show? And is that a real thing?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both. I think you know, we got a group of guys that care so much about getting the job done and care so much about each other. So you can almost kind of see a little bit of tightness there on our side, you know, wanting it so bad. You know, some of the failures in recent memory kind of come into play there too. And on the flip side, you know, like I said, you can see the confidence that they have that, you know, they're down a goal, but, you know, they've done it to us. They've done it to other teams. And, you know, you can tell they're comfortable in that position. So that's where experience comes into play. And you know, if we'd closed out one of these games, you know, you might see a little bit different confidence level with us in those situations. But that confidence is earned. You got to earn it. You know, at the end of the day, you got to close the door. And you know, we're getting closer by the minute.
How it almost like a few times maybe you guys were guilty of trying to do too much.
Maybe not enough, honestly, Paul. You know, in the third period, I think, you know, we might get a little tight and you know, like I said, just wanting to get it done so bad. You know, we score another goal in the third period. You know, I believe that game's over with. But it didn't happen that way, and they're comfortable doing that. So.
Do you have any good experiences in any level being down 3-0?
I have experience being up 3-0. So, but it's not, you know, you can't look at trying to force a game seven. We got to win tomorrow night. You know, that's where I'm excited about the game tomorrow is knowing our group of guys, knowing that it's just one game. And, you know, when we put everything we have into it, you know, they beat us tomorrow night, they're going to earn it.
Blake,
You talked about needing that second goal, but you also talked about this team sitting back. Is that sitting back what's keeping you from getting that second goal?
Well, there's a way to do it. You know, you're up by a goal in the third period in the playoffs. You know, you're not trying to necessarily score a goal. You know, you want to do it the right way. You know, if you can catch them trying to do too much, create offense that way, that's how you do it. But there's not one thing I can say that, you know, that we can do differently to try to score a goal. I just think, you know, you get an opportunity, you got to bury it. And that's not necessarily even in the third period. You know, in the second period, if you can score a goal to go up by two, those are huge moments. So it's not just sitting back. It's not just playing tight. It's doing things the right way. I think we have done that for the most part, but we haven't gotten the bounce to go our way yet.
What do you remember from that 2010 series when you were up 3-0 and kind of how that series developed, how the fourth game went?
Yeah, I think we lost in overtime. You know, we're one goal away from moving on, and you know, that's the mindset. No matter what, you're human. You know, you're up 3-0. You want to close this thing out as fast as possible. So, you know, the longer and the tougher you make it on the other team, you know, the better your chances. But like I said, it's all about game four, and until you win four games, you don't move on. So, the longer we keep them in this building, I think the better for everyone.
Speaking of the building, you talked about it yesterday before the game. Just what was that like?
It was incredible. The people were amazing. You know, the fans, they carried us in moments of that game. We get down by a goal and they fire us right back up, and you know, it's kind of how it's been all year long. You know, I think our fans have really appreciated the effort we've given this year, because this team has poured everything we've had into every single game. There's obviously going to be ups and downs with the season, but you know, you could feel it last night that you know, the loss was it didn't feel great for anyone, but the real thing that I remember from that game is just, I think, the appreciation the fans have had for what we've done this season, and I think we tried to give that back to them last night. It would have been obviously great to get the win, but you know, we're going to do it again tomorrow night for them, and we expect the same out of them, and it's going to be another real special atmosphere.
Thanks, guys.